Welcome to Connect to Joy. Your host, Carol DeShane, is an intuitive spiritual guide for practical matters and Marconic multidimensional energy practitioner. Her quest is to help you realize new possibilities, discover and release what holds you back, and enable you to manifest an inspired life filled with joy. Join us on this journey of transformation. Now, here's your host, Carol DeShane.
Hello, beautiful spirits. Have you ever heard the phrase, impossible is just an opinion? I hadn't. I saw it on a digital billboard a few years ago outside an assisted living facility. It really struck me because the more you think about it, the deeper it is. Most of us go through life with I can't as one of our mantras, or maybe I don't know how. And of course, this sign made me think of, oh, that's impossible, which may have people as well. Can you imagine having the mindset of impossible as just an opinion? It could change everything. We wouldn't say, I can't anymore, because everything would be possible for us. This leaves us open to all of the dreams and goals we may have and everything we've ever wanted to do and accomplish. Instead of stopping at roadblocks and giving up, we'd say, okay, if impossible isn't an option anymore, I just need to shift my thinking to get this thing, this situation, or this relationship to work. Even if what we want morphs and shifts in a bit as we move through life, it would be because it felt right that way and not because we gave up. Today, we'll look at the definition of the word impossible, just quickly, how we face the impossible mindset, how I can'ts affect your life, impossible versus possible, what holds you back, 8 ways to change that impossible and I can't mindset. I'll give you 6 affirmations you can use to adjust that subconscious from I can't to I can. And lastly, of course, we'll wrap the whole thing up and do a summary. Let's start with the definition of impossible. When I Googled the word impossible, the Oxford Dictionary is the first to come up. In a situation, impossible means not able to occur, exist, or to be done. That's kind of not very happy, is it? And when we call a person impossible, we mean very difficult to deal with and unreasonable. The Collins Dictionary says impossible means it cannot happen. But per the Bible Study Tools website, impossible in the Bible means to be powerless and impotent. If you believe some circumstance, dream, relationship, or goal is impossible, you might as well give up because it means it will never happen, not able to occur, exist, or be done. I don't know about you, but now that I look at the definitions, I don't like this word too much because I don't like an impossible situation. I want everything to be possible. How do you face the impossible and how do you feel when you face it? If you think something is impossible, do you give up before you start? If you think that person is too attractive, too rich, or too successful to even be attracted to you, do you not even try to attract them or talk to them? If you have a dream, does it seem impossible to you? If it does, do you again just give up? Or do you go after it, like in the song, The Impossible Dream, where even though the star is unreachable or seems unreachable, you die happy because at least you tried, even though you never got there. Expecting to fail, but trying anyway. Maybe you face the seeming impossible by being a martyr about it. Or you complain and whine constantly about the fact something or someone is impossible in your opinion. Or you blame others for the impossibility of it all. Do you go after the impossible and occasionally shock yourself that you actually achieve it? Think about it. What seems impossible to you? A person, a job, financially, where you live, or some amazing dream you may have? And how do you react to it? For me, I know going after something I think is impossible can be like bashing my head against the wall. How do you feel? If it's true, and impossible is just an opinion, does that make it a mindset? And what does that lead to? A mindset is just basically all your fears and beliefs all mixed up in your subconscious and your conscious mind. Sometimes, actually many times, we don't know why we say something or act a certain way. What is that reasoning behind it. If you think you don't deserve something deep down, you'll think you're getting it is impossible. You'll make up excuses, blame others, or simply ignore whatever dreams you really have if you think you're not worthy of them. Whatever conclusions we come up with about someone or something being impossible is dictated to us by what others say, what our beliefs are, and sometimes what seems realistic to us. It may seem realistic to say if you're 6'4", being a jockey is impossible. If you're 65 and not very good in science, being a brain surgeon may seem impossible at this point. The beliefs we have can help us and hinder us, depending on if the beliefs say, go, 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 you can do it. Or they say, whoa there, this doesn't seem possible. Maybe we need to rethink this. Limiting versus limitless, impossible versus possible. Look at it logically for a moment. If you think something is impossible, isn't it likely to lead to the phrase, I can't, or I don't know how, or any number of other things that are similar to that? Where are your I can'ts, and how does it impact your life? When you look at your life, what do you think you can't do? Maybe you think you can't make above a certain amount of money, so you hit a wall, or I should say a ceiling, attracting a very attractive or rich mate. Or maybe both. Why limit ourselves, right? Why can't you have attractive and rich? Or maybe we aren't worried so much about money or looks, and we just want someone to love us for ourselves. But we think, oh, impossible. I'm unlovable. I can't attract that type of person. Or fill in the blank. Maybe you think you're stuck in a poor area of your city because that's where you come from. Or you think you aren't smart enough or educated enough to get a specific job or promotion. Think about it. What are your I can'ts? Sometimes they're pretty obvious, and sometimes it takes someone else to point them out to us. It's hard to see the forest for the trees sometimes. That's my mom saying, but I know you probably heard it before. Unless we see things from a higher perspective, we can't always see where we place limitations on ourselves. Your I can'ts might be impacting your work life, your love life, your home life, your financial life, your interactions with people, your parents, your siblings, your children, or anyone, you name it. And your mindset on not being able to do something, just so much can hold you back. Now, how do we react for the possible versus the impossible? First off, as I mentioned, we may not even try if we think something is impossible. Our motivation may be off. Our energy, our willingness to try. If you know something is possible and could happen if you work hard enough, you'll be much more motivated to go after it, wouldn't you? What happens when a block or obstacle comes up? If we think something is impossible, that just sort of reinforces our initial thought about it, doesn't it? Aren't you more likely to give up when we kind of hit an obstacle if it's put in our path when you thought it was impossible in the first place? You might think, why did I even try? Or, I knew it. I knew this wasn't going to happen. Or this wasn't going to work. But if you think something is possible, if that block or obstacle shows up, aren't you more likely to see it as a learning experience and keep going? Or find a way around the obstacle? You might shift your goal a little, but it might feel like it's all for the best, knowing your goal is worth it. If you think something is possible, you'll keep trying, if you really want it. You'll go out of your way to find solutions to problems and obstacles. You'll leap tall buildings and manifest money that seems impossible to others, but you know otherwise. You'll keep the faith with your dreams if you think they're possible. But what does hold us back? When you think something is impossible, those I can'ts, what holds us back? Money? A lack of education? Looks, charm, social strata? Not feeling good enough? Fear? Not knowing how to do something? Maybe someone tells us that we can't. They don't believe in you. So what holds you back? Can you delve into yourself and figure it out? Anytime you say, I can't, you can look at it and learn that lesson. If the pattern is consistent, Look at where it comes from and if it's truly a valid belief that's stuck on your subconscious, or you want to change that belief to something that empowers you. How can you change the I can't and impossible mindset? Well, let me give you 8 ways that you can do this for yourself. And some of these you might already be doing, but maybe I'll give you a slightly different slant on them. Now, affirmations are a great way to get down to that subconscious and shift the perspective. I've included 6 that you can try in the next section that I'm going to talk about. And those are tailored specifically for what we're looking at today. And I'll give you a quick set of instructions on how to use them. There are also a lot on my YouTube channel listed in the Joy Corner. It comes out every Sunday and it has for a few years now. If you want something different for the week than what I put out there, just look back through them until you find one that works on what you're facing or adjust them. And I'll talk about that again in a minute. The second thing you can do is a guided visualization, or a visualization where you guide yourself rather than someone else doing it. Those in general can help you see what's going on. Imagine the impossible situation and then see where it leads you. And if you go towards the I can't, go, aha, okay, why am I looking at that? And then turn around after you deal with that fear or whatever it is and visualize the best possible outcome. Look at what feelings come up and what you end up visualizing. Sometimes you can't see anything positive because you think you can't do it. Reaching a more peaceful and higher place before you start the visualization and asking for the best from Most High can help you connect better and get better answers. The third thing you can do, if one of those doesn't work for you or you've tried them and you don't think it's working, is you can always ask directly to your higher self, is this something I need to be working on? Show me the way to make this situation or person work out. I want it to be possible. I want to change my beliefs and opinions that it's impossible. Show me how. And then, as I always say, pay attention to everything around you and see where those situations, opportunities, those hidden clues are that can help you move forward. Make sure you keep paying attention long after that discussion with your higher self. You can call this one prayer, meditation, or just a chat, but it can definitely change you at depth, especially if you pay attention after you ask. The fourth thing, you can look at what you think is impossible. Look at that thing. Are you thinking realistically that it isn't possible? Perhaps you want to be that jockey I mentioned or that brain surgeon, or maybe you want to play for the Lakers, but you're 5'6" and you aren't all that athletically inclined. You'll say, impossible. What are you thinking, Carol? This opinion is real. When I'm saying that we can all have dreams that seem impossible, but if you really want something, you can find a door somehow, or even a window. Even if your dreams seem like pie in the sky, those type of realities, if you stick to what you want and visualize it, other options that are just as exciting may come to mind that you could be closed off to if you thought they were impossible. Maybe the Lakers fan ends up being the mascot or some other part of the administrative team, and that's just as exciting. And maybe the brain surgeon wannabe realizes he or she would be just as happy going into hypnotherapy, into physical therapy, into inventing a brain surgery video game even, or filming a documentary that's used in various classrooms. Be open to other options and opportunities that show up when you visualize what you want. Be aware that sometimes other avenues may open up that are better for you or just different, and where you need to learn a lesson that helps you later on. Don't be afraid to test out those other options and opportunities. They could be just what would make you the happiest. If the I can'ts get too big for you, try a life coach or a therapist. Depending on if you want to yank out the toxic belief and really look at it, or you just want to pull it out and make a plan for the future, whatever option works best for you can really eradicate those impossibles and the I can'ts from your subconscious. I mean, there'll always be some there because we're human. I want you in this next session to look at the difference between I can't and I don't want to. Sometimes I don't want to masquerades as I can't. It might be a fear, large or small, and look at it and see if you're okay with that. You don't have to get rid of every fear you carry, just the ones that hold you back from things you really want to do. Now, I'll give you an example on this one. I don't want to jump out of a plane or bungee jump. They could be considered, I can't, because I have a fear of dying if I do them. But I'm okay with that because I don't think that jumping out of a plane or bungee jumping will make my life any better by doing them. I mean, maybe I'd feel freer because I'd have that woo kind of feeling and that rush, but I'm okay with that limitation, if it is one, because I have much more important I can'ts that I'm working on that will affect my life in a big way. Look at your I can'ts and the impossibles that come up for you and make that decision for yourself. Are they okay as is, or do you want to shift those? And make sure you look at the I don't want to's in this particular process here. Now, lastly, this one you might be surprised at, but you could try a past life reading. There are wonderful ways of seeing what lessons you're supposed to be learning in this life, including how to get through seeming impossible situations and relationships. I do readings for people who want to know why. Why are they acting a certain way? Or why are their relationships not working out? Why is this not happening? Because I think it's impossible. Why is it impossible? What's the lesson that's supposed to be happening? Most of the time they get an aha, and then they tell me, I knew that. That awareness helps them adjust their beliefs and shifts their mindset, which can shift their attitude about the situation or the person they're dealing with, which in turn changes the situation or the relationship because they have adjusted where they're coming from, so they act differently without even knowing it. And when I say they tell me, I knew that, subconsciously they knew it, but it's so obvious that they go, oh, I get it. Why didn't I see that? Because they literally don't concentrate on that one thing that is the reason behind why maybe they're even with this person in the first place. And lastly here, I want to move on to those promised targeted affirmations. Let me give you six of them. I'm going to repeat it twice. The first one is, I believe I can. I believe I can. You don't have to put anything after that, I can, unless you want to. I can achieve my dreams. I can achieve my dreams. I release the fears that hold me back from my good. I release the fears that hold me back from my good. I open myself up to my good. I open myself up to my good. I am enough to have joy in my life. I am enough to have joy in my life, or to have a joyful life, however you want to put it. I believe all things are possible. I believe all things are possible. And usually I go ahead and give you just the quick how to do affirmations. So if you've heard this before, feel free to fast forward through this part, but it'll be quick. To use affirmations properly, make sure your affirmations use the four P's that I have originated. Make sure it's written in present tense. Use a personal pronoun in the affirmations like I or my or me. Make sure it's positive and not kind of, I put it as half-assed positive, where it's sort of positive, but you feel it and you go, it's positive to me, but it's not really, you use the word not or something in it. So make sure that it is positive. And it must be powerful to you. Make sure it's powerful. You want to do them 1 to 2 times a day in a sitting or a standing or a whatever, but repeat them 3 to 5 times only. I want you to say it, feel it inside of you, breathe it in, and then feel it again all the way through your body. Suspend that disbelief. It's happening right now, which is why I want it in the present tense and not in the future tense. And if the affirmation doesn't make you feel giddy, give you shivers, or just feel really powerful, rewrite the affirmation until it does. So if one of the ones I just gave you, let me say them again. I believe I can achieve my dreams. I release the fears that hold me back from my good. I open myself up to my good. I am enough to have joy in my life. I believe all things are possible. And out of those, maybe you want to rewrite one because it doesn't hit you. It's not powerful enough. Make sure you leave I, my, or me in there, though. Make sure it's about you Don't do affirmations about another person. You cannot control them. Make sure it's about you. Today, we covered quite a bit on what to do when you look at a situation or a relationship and it looks impossible to you. The definition of the word impossible we looked at, how we face the impossible mindset, how I can't affect our lives, impossible versus possible, what holds us back, 8 ways to change that impossible and I can't mindset, 6 affirmations that you can use to adjust your subconscious from I can't to I can. Most of us go through life with I can't as one of our mantras, or maybe I don't know how. Can you imagine having that mindset of impossible is just an opinion? It could change everything. We wouldn't say I can't anymore because everything would be possible for us. Let me give you that quick summary of the 8 ways to change your mindset. They included affirmations and guided visualizations to talk to your subconscious mind, asking your higher self directly, looking at the impossible, asking your higher self directly and listening to what it says from either directly to you or from TV or anywhere else that you get this information, looking at the impossible directly, be open to opportunities and other options, especially when blocks and obstacles come up, see a life coach or a therapist if that speaks to you, look at the difference between I can't and I don't want to, and see where those fit in your belief structure. And then past life readings to find the why and why you think something's impossible. There are lots of ways to change your mindset, but I find that these all work pretty well. And as always, try one and then try a different one until something resonates with you. The next time you say to yourself, I can't, or I give up, realize that impossible is just an opinion and change your way of thinking. Look deeper if you need to, or maybe you'll just realize, oh, I've been saying I can't about this for a long time. Wow, forget it. I can. Maybe that's all you need, that awareness. Once you open yourself up to possibilities instead of impossibilities, you never know where your imagination and enthusiasm will take you and how your life will change. Thank you for joining me here today. If you'd like to know more about intuitive spiritual or life or business coaching with me or Marconic's multidimensional energy, please check out my website at connecttojoy.com and follow me on Instagram also at connecttojoy. Just like the show, connect, the number 2, joy. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is under my name, Carol DeShane. Until next week, be courageous and reach higher. Just take a breath and take a moment when you need it. Take one step at a time on your journey, get the help you need, and get out there and find your joy, because you so deserve it.
Thank you for listening to Connect to Joy. If you love the show, make sure you rate, review, and share this podcast, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Contact the host, Carol DeShane, with questions and comments, ideas for future episodes, or if you would like to become a guest. And remember, transformation is a journey and not an end destination. So be kind to yourself, because you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.